The word today is admire. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. We all know individuals whom we admire for their skills, intelligence, or sense of humor. But there is one person whom we should imitate more than any others, Jesus. He is the Son of God, the only perfect human, and there is so much to learn from him. He teaches us to love God and others, and by his actions shows us mercy and humility. Here to share more about this beautiful topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Admire.
I remember when I was a young boy and looking at people that were famous or individuals that seemed to make a big impression on many others, I thought, oh, it'd be so neat to be like them. I wish I was like them. And frankly, that caused an awful lot of displeasure with my own self. It was a cause of a lot of, I don't know if I'd say anxiety or discontent, I think I'd say, with myself. Instead of just being happy and content with how I was looking at other people and thinking, oh, I wish I had their talent, or I wish I could do this that they do. Ugh, what a waste of time. You know, one of the things that all the social media has done, one of the negative outcomes of this, is people spending their lives wishing they could be somebody else. I'll tell you what, there's not much more way to waste your life than to pretend that you could be somebody else, or to spend your energy pining, longing to become somebody else. Please don't waste your life doing that. Just seek who you are in the Lord and try to live to please him and show love toward others. And trust me, you'll have a much more joyful life. There is one person, however, that I would like for us to spend our lifetime trying to imitate, and maybe you guessed that that is the person Jesus. I don't suggest that you spend a lot of energy trying to become like a musician, unless you'd like to play a certain instrument and want to learn, and I suggest that you don't waste a whole lot of your life trying to be just like a certain politician or sports superstar or a religious figure, except Jesus. And I'm going to share with you why you should imitate Jesus and make him the ultimate person that you want to become like. First of all, he is the only human who is truly divine, truly God in human form. Now, there are others who claim to be wonderful religious leaders. There's individuals that have pretended as though they're sinless, but you look at their lives and you can see the sin. You can see the corruption. You can see the lies in their lives. Not with Jesus. You go to the Bible, you take a look at the Gospels, and you see Jesus is perfect. He is pristine. He has no sin. You can claim all kinds of sort of things if you're a religious leader, but when you show your sin and your greed and your sexual lust and other problems, it becomes immediately obvious that you are a fake. Jesus is not a fake. Jesus truly is the Son of God. And I'd like for us to see three different ways that Jesus embodies his divinity and why we should conform to him, why we should seek to become more like him. Not in an effort to try to become a god, won't happen. Our sin prevents us from anything like that. But out of thankfulness for Jesus being our Savior, for bringing the forgiveness of God, so that we're motivated to become more like him. And I'm going to talk about Jesus' nature, his character, and his deeds. Talking about Jesus' nature, he is truly the Son of God. There's passages that discuss this, like in the book of Hebrews chapter 1, where it makes it very clear that he is the physical manifestation of God. We see that Jesus is uncorrupted. He is at the same time fully human and fully God. Cannot totally comprehend that. that is beyond our human capacity to fully intellectually understand. It requires faith. It requires trust. We understand some of it, but not all of it. We do know that Jesus is sinless. And if you were going to imitate somebody, why not pick the only one who is sinless? Frankly, why would I want to spend my life putting most of my interest into imitating somebody who's sinful? Why wouldn't I emulate the best, the Son of God? Why would I want to pattern myself after mediocrity, mistakes and errors? That doesn't make sense. So I invite you, consider this. Jesus is the only perfect human to have been on this earth. So wouldn't it make sense that you want to learn from the best, that if you want to emulate the best, you go to Jesus? It makes sense. Now, Christ's nature, Philippians chapter 2, Philippians 2 starting at verse 5, your attitude, in other words, who you should try to emulate, should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So I was talking about Jesus' nature, and in verse 6 it says, being in very nature God. Literally, in the original language, that means in the form of God. If you wanted to put God in a visible form, Jesus. You look at Jesus, you're seeing divinity. Notice it says he didn't consider equality with God something to be grasped. We are trying to reach out, trying to grab something eternal, trying to live forever. Jesus didn't have to do that. He already had equality with God the Father and the Holy Spirit. Let's talk about Jesus' character. Why would we imitate Jesus? One of his primary attributes is his humility. It says that he humbled himself and was found in a human appearance. Why? So that he could go to a cross and willingly, humbly serve us, to give his life for us so that we might be forgiven. Now, I want to emulate someone like that. I want to imitate an individual who is so loving, who is so selfless to do these kind of things. And that's why Jesus' humility is discussed. Why is humility so important? Well, because pride in us resists conforming to God's will. Arrogance and pride doesn't repent of sin. Humility repents of sin. And so I call on you to exercise humility in repenting of your sin to come to Jesus. You know, God can use a humble person. And I think of Moses, who is described as a very humble individual. And God used him in such a powerful way. You can read about this in the book of Genesis in the Old Testament. And all kinds of individuals Jesus called to himself, fishermen and tax collectors and individuals that were sinners that repented and come to Jesus. And he uses them in order to bring others to change their lives and to bring God's forgiveness. You don't have to be the world's best speaker. You don't have to be a super athlete. You don't have to be the smartest person in the world and the richest. You can use whatever God has given you to serve him and to be a blessing to others. That humility is wonderful. And we also want to show this humility and not boast of ourselves, but boast of Christ. Let's talk about Jesus' character. He didn't do evil. Like I said before, there's other religious figures that claim to be super spiritual, super perfect. But you look at their deeds and they're evil. they did wrong. Jesus didn't do wrong. There's no record of Jesus' sins. And you look at the Gospels and you see he is perfect in his love for God the Father and perfect for humans. Look at his deeds. What does he do? He heals. He casts out demons. He preaches righteousness. He confronts arrogant sinners. He prays continuously. He welcomes sinners and forgives them. He warns the self-righteous. His deeds conform with who he says he is. And most importantly, he is obedient to the will of God the Father and goes to the cross in order to carry our sins that we might be forgiven. Notice, that's why in verse 9 it says, "Therefore God," that is God the Father, "exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name." That name is Jesus, and it means God saves. So as we look at this, Jesus is most worthy of your praise, your reverence. I ask that you would consider this. Take a look at the deeds of Jesus. Take a look at his character. Take a look at his nature. I invite you to open a Bible and go to one of the gospel accounts. It's a great way to start looking into the Word of God, the Bible. Many of you have never looked at the Bible, and maybe you weren't aware of how fantastic an individual Jesus is. His life is so compelling. And get a Bible and look at Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. These are the beginning books of what's called the New Testament. They are the life of Christ. And you will see God's love. You will see the clear call to repentance and how Jesus will receive you. You can have forgiveness of your sins. So I invite you to explore the deeds of Jesus, his character, his nature. Take a look at the Bible and learn about Jesus. And because of those things, come to Jesus and start conforming your life to him. Come to the best. Come to the only divine God-man and learn from him. Learn humility and love for God and love for others. That's why it says your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus. Make him your model to imitate.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.